October 7th, 2018, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. Our Lady comes as refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, I come to you today with many graces, the greatest of which is surrender to God's holy will. When you accomplish this, Papa God shares with you the many graces which fill his hands. Please realize, dear children, that the times in which you live are evil. Satan is attempting to divide and to overthrow the government of this country. You must clearly see good versus evil in your political parties. Outside sources are paying people to demonstrate against any honest attempt at righteousness. The battleground is in hearts. If you do not recognize the war, you cannot succeed in victory. Wisdom in hearts has taken a blow from complacency. I come to you today hoping to awaken consciences. This battle over the appointment of the next Supreme Court justice is a symptom of these times. Decades ago, this would not even have been an issue. Decades ago, all would be united behind your elected president. As it is, opinions in some hearts have been conceived in evil. As a loving mother, I come to snatch my errant children out of Satan's grip. Those who continue to resist me are choosing a negative eternity. Some already are surrounded by flames and can only escape through a heartfelt contrition and conversion. The church is still and yet experiencing her passion. Vast numbers of once faithful members have succumbed to apostasy. The future, however, holds the promise of a resurrected church, one based upon tradition and unscathed by error. Now, however, the flames of deceit lick at the heart of the truths of the faith. The naive and undiscerning are easily deceived. I am wrapping my mantle of protection around my remnant faithful. My rosary remains the weapon of choice during these evil times. One Hail Mary said lovingly from the heart extinguishes the flames of error in many hearts, even in the hearts of some hierarchy. I am fighting every battle with you as the protectress of your faith. I see crimes against the faith that you do not suspect. I see ambition rather than religious fervor taking charge of some vocations. Just as evil is relentless as an adversary of the faith, I am relentless as a formidable protectress. I will help the remnant to increase and multiply. I will place the remnant in the ark of my heart. Dear children, today as we celebrate together the Feast of the Holy Rosary, please realize that your rosaries made the difference in the confirmation of the next Supreme Court justice. As it was, truth was under attack in a flagrant attempt to change good into evil. Your rosaries are the lifeline of my remnant faithful, which always supports the truth. We are united, all of you, with me as the remnant faithful. Face each day with courage, knowing that I will not let you slip and fall along the path of perdition. My children, your prayers are mounting to the halls of heaven, and many souls will be saved. I'm taking with me today all your petitions in my heart and will present them to my Son. Tonight, I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.